Have you been listening to the podcast and getting value from the show? If so, I've got a small favor to ask, because over the next few months, we're going to be making some changes to better serve you. Now, I could keep creating episodes based on what I think would be most helpful, but I would much rather get this right. So instead of guessing, I want to understand where you are right now and the real challenges you, your organization, and your team are facing. That's why I've put together a very short 90-second survey. It'll help me better understand you and how I can serve you at a much higher level. And as a thank you, the first 30 people who complete it will receive a free signed copy of one of our books. To take part, just go to the show notes and click the link titled Leadership Survey. Or you can go directly to letsgrowleaders.com/podsurvey. PODSURVEY. It'll take less than 2 minutes. I really appreciate your input. It will genuinely help shape the future of the show. In this episode, you're going to get the exact 4 words to use for even your most challenging accountability conversations. Welcome to Leadership Without Losing Your Soul, a podcast helping human-centered leaders master communication to accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. I'm your host, David Dye, president of Let's Grow Leaders. Hey, welcome to the show. In this episode, you're going to get not only the specific words to use, but an easy way to think about your accountability conversations. And when you use these tools, they're going to help you get the work done that needs to be done. You're going to help your team grow and do work that they can be proud of. Every single person will be able to be their best, and you'll quickly identify who isn't a good fit for your team, and you'll build a reputation as a leader who cares about your people. So to do all that, we're going to use a tool. If you've listened to the show for a while or you've been to any of our programs, we're big fans of what we call the Inspire method for having accountability conversations. But I want to break that down first with 4 dimensions, 4 ways to think through this conversation. Because if, you know, you're in the heat of the moment, everything else, thinking through a whole acronym, that might be a lot. But if you can just think about these 4 things, and then I'll break down the acronym for you to walk you through exactly the words to use. So we're going to start with 4 C's. So the C's are clarity, connection, curiosity, and commitment. And we're going to walk through them in that order. So again, that's clarity, connection, curiosity, and commitment. Starting with clarity. So I will tell you that 90%, and that might even be low, but 90% of the times that Karen and I get called into organizations and by clients or individual managers or people who write us or, you know, listen to the show and are like, hey, you know, David, Karen, I need help. I've got this person, they're not performing, I don't know what to do, I'm frustrated, they just need to go. And if you talk to HR professionals, I think they'll validate this, is that 90% of them meet the same criteria. What is that criteria? You ask the manager, you ask that leader, okay, does this person truly understand what success looks like? Have you really been clear about the expectations? Have you established clarity? Have you ensured that they understood? Have you checked for understanding? And 90% or more of the time, the answer is no, they haven't. And so instead, that manager, that leader has been engaged in magical thinking. Well, they've got to know. They certainly understand. I mean, they have a master's degree or a PhD, for crying out loud. They've got it. They've got 30 years in the industry, whatever it is. Anytime you find yourself saying, well, certainly they have to know, you're not yet ready for an accountability conversation. Your first job is to ensure mutually understood expectations, that communication, what does success look like? And so when performance feedback conversations don't work, when your accountability conversations are problematic, I will tell you almost always it's because there's a lack of clarity, lack of shared expectations. You know, we always say one good conversation about expectations prevents 14 why didn't you conversations. So before you try to jump into the Inspire method or the next 3 C's we're going to talk about as you get into the conversation, if I were to go ask this person, hey, what's a successful outcome do here? What does success look like in this role and how you're performing this task and so forth? Would they give me the same answer you would? If not, You don't have a performance issue. You don't have an accountability issue. You have a clarity issue, and you want to invest in that. So you can use tools like checking for understanding, back episode 175, if you want to deep dive into that one, to go deeper and make sure that the person understands. Asking them, you know, hey, listen, let's do a quick check for understanding. What's the first thing you're doing? How's this going to approach? What's the finish line here? What is the successful outcome of this project going to do? What are the specs as you understand them? Any of the things that are essential, we're going to check and make sure they're good. And you might do an emotional check for understanding too, as you're establishing clarity. You know, ask people how they're feeling at the front end of things so that if they are overwhelmed, but they haven't said that there's a conflict in priorities, there's too many things to get done, you're having that conversation on the front end, not the back end. Okay, so first, we want to establish clarity. Then, when we get into the conversations, we're going to move through three steps, which are connection, curiosity, and commitment. Okay, the first C is connection. This is where we're going to start the conversation. And in the Inspire method, this is the initiate, notice, and support steps. What you're going to do here is connect to your intent for the conversation, to your concern and caring compassion for that individual, and to the facts of the situation as you understand them. So how do we do that? We initiate the conversation. That's the I in Inspire. And this is where we connect to our intent. And you start by saying, hey, listen, my intent for this conversation is so that. So my intent for this conversation is to talk about the data that you turned in last week so that I can ensure you're having a successful run with our senior leaders, that you're showing up best for them, so that you're minimizing any rework and not getting the team frustrated with you, and that you're able to perform the way you want to for the rest of your career. Whatever it is that you're addressing, there's a reason for it. It's not just because you woke up that morning and decided to be a jerk. Hopefully that's the case. If it is, that's a whole different conversation, different podcast entirely. But we're going to start with your intent. My intent for this conversation is so that. And then you might go, if it's a deeper conversation, say, listen, I really care about you. I really care about your career. I want you to be successful. And I've got an observation that I think will help you with that. Can we get together at 3 o'clock this afternoon to talk? And that's another aspect of the initiate phase of this conversation when you're connecting here is carve out time for it. Don't blindside people with feedback in the middle of the hallway or the parking lot. Schedule the moment to do it if it's anything beyond just some surface level types of things. So you're connected to your intent, connected to the person, and you're caring compassion for them. And you're not saying, hey, listen, I am caring and compassionate about you, right? It's an attitude. It's an, and you might use the words like, hey, listen, I really care about your success here and I want to invest in that. That's why I'm having this conversation. But that's a heart thing, not just words that you're mouthing. Okay, so let's keep going with connection. Next thing you want to do is connect to the facts as you understand them. And the way that you're going to do this is with the N and S steps of the Inspire method. This is where you notice your concern, observation. You're going to notice a specific behavior, something observable. Maybe it's data, maybe it's numbers, maybe it's a performance metric, maybe it's something you actually observed in interaction with the colleague or with their teammates, something like that. Maybe it's something you didn't observe that you would have expected to observe. And then you're going to provide your specific supporting evidence. So you might say, hey, listen, I noticed that when Laura shared her idea about the new campaign, you interrupted her before she could finish. You raised your voice and you told her the idea was stupid. And when Joe talked about his new approach to customer visits, you laughed out loud and told him that's a rookie move. And those were your words. All right, so what is it that you're noticing? And if you're struggling with noticing, if you're thinking, well, you know, they have a bad attitude, but I don't know how to talk about that. How do I notice an attitude? Well, first, you can't notice an attitude. And if you try to, that's going to go south real quick. So if you say, hey, I notice you're lazy, I notice you have a bad attitude, immediately people are going to get defensive. Why? Because you don't know what's on the inside of their head. You don't know how they're feeling. You don't know what their attitude is. What you're seeing are behaviors that lead you to a conclusion. So you want to talk about those. And if you're struggling to come up with that, think about it this way. If you were to pull out your phone and video record the behavior you're seeing, you record that team meeting, and then you push play back. You watch it back and then act like a Hollywood narrator and narrate the scene. Oh, well, then Laura said that. Oh, and then this person did that. And then they told Joe, oh, that's a rookie move. Okay, so what you're narrating, that's what you want to describe. Those are the specific behaviors. And that's the last part of the connection. So we're going to start by initiating the conversation, connect to your intent for the conversation, connect to the other person, your concern and investment in them, then notice specific concern or observation, what can you observe, and then with specific supporting evidence as you need it. Then we're going to move to curiosity. And this is a critical part of the conversation. A real conversation has two parts. It's not just one person. And you're not just telling that person what to do. You're having an honest-to-goodness conversation. And the way that you do that is with curiosity. And in the Inspire method, this is the probe and the invite, the P and the I steps. So we've done INS, now we're to P and I. So P, probe. This is where, and it's really the magic, it's where you're going to ask open-ended questions to encourage the person to reflect and see what you can learn too. So it might be as simple as just asking somebody, you know, so, hey, I noticed this is what happened in the meeting. Here's specifically the words you used. So what's going on? How does this look from your perspective? What's happening here for you? Those are all variations that you might use. And the person has a conversation. And in this part of the conversation, you might reinforce the impact, the consequences of the behavior. You might need to reinforce what happens as a result of if their data is incorrect and the rework that's causing and so on, or some of the frustrations down the road they might not be aware of. So you might need to reiterate what success looks like, what a successful outcome does, why the expectation needs to be met in this conversation, but you're definitely getting their perspective. What does it look like for them? And sometimes you're going to learn something that you did not know, that their colleagues, you know, that you saw the second foul, but their colleagues had really been a jerk to them and there's something bigger that you need to address. Sometimes you're going to learn those things. You might learn that they were late for a really good reason, that there was a car accident or a sick child or something that's not run of the mill, doesn't happen ordinarily. Okay. So you learn what you learn, or they share their perspective. Then you get to the I step, invitation. This is the second part of curiosity, where you're going to ask them for their solutions. What are their ideas? So how do you think you can be here on time going forward? What do you think you can do to respond to your peers' ideas, even when you don't think they're that great, in a way that's going to maintain the relationship and make brainstorming and productive thought and more creativity possible? You're asking their perspective on their suggestions, their ideas, because if they have ownership, they're a lot more likely to follow through. And they might come up with a much better idea or something more forceful even than you would have. So those are the curiosity steps. We're going to ask their perspective. We're going to ask their solutions. And as you ask their solutions, one thing to note here is that they might come up with solutions that have a part for you to play too. And sometimes that's wholly appropriate. Now, one time I had somebody say, you know, David, my idea to being late is, hey, you're my manager. Can you call and give me a wake-up call? Of course not. But in other situations, it might be that 80% of the responsibility is theirs, but if there's a 20% that I can help them with, or I can get some information to them, or make an introduction, or whatever it is, or run interference on something else, I might be able to help with that, and there might be a shared solution. So we want to be open to those things too, as we're asking. Okay, so we've hit clarity, setting the foundation before you ever get into a conversation. Then you get into the conversation starting with connections, connect to the intent, to the person, to the facts. Then we get curious, ask them their perspective, ask them their solutions. Now it's time to bring the conversation to a close with commitment. And there's two steps here. And if you've been listening to the show for a while, you're going to know these steps. This is review and enforce, R and E in the word inspire. And this is simply checking for understanding and scheduling the finish. So I mentioned at the top of the show, scheduling the finish, when we're talking about clarity, we're going to use it again here. It's that critical a leadership communication skill. So you're going to recap their commitment. So you say something like, great. So what I hear you're going to do is ensure that you let your peers finish their ideas and really consider them before you offer your opinion. Do I have that right? Or what I hear you saying is that you're going to set a second alarm clock, leave 10 minutes earlier to get ahead of that train that keeps slowing you down. And that's how you'll be here from now on. Do I have that right? Cool. So I'm checking for understanding, making sure I'm hearing the same thing that I think that they're saying. And then we move to scheduling the finish. This is the final step. So many managers and leaders leave this one off. This is where you're going to schedule a check-in on progress, putting it on both of your calendars. So you might say, all right, listen, we've got two more staff meetings this month. Let's schedule time on the 30th at 3 p.m. to talk about how these meetings are going. And you can be tempted to skip this step, but I'm telling you, don't do it. It is such a critical step because first, if they know they're going to talk with you about this again and have that meeting on their calendar, they're much more likely to follow through, to pay attention to the behavior and take action that they committed to. And second, if they did improve, you want to recognize that. You want to encourage it and keep it going, build momentum. And then if they didn't follow through, it's important to have that conversation too. And if you need to have that follow-up conversation, check out the next episode next week. This is a two-part series. We're going to talk about how to escalate those conversations when one isn't enough. So when a behavior doesn't change, it's often because of the feedback the person's getting. It's too vague, or the conversation goes too long. The employee forgets what they need to do. If you can use this methodology, these three categories, you're going to start with connection, get curious, close with commitment. That'll keep you on track. From there, I've given you the specific language you can use. Initiate, my intent for this conversation is. Notice, hey, I noticed that in the meeting this morning, XYZ happened. S, support with objective evidence, whatever data you need to bring to the conversation. Then we're going to get curious. Probe by asking about their perspective. Invite their solutions. And close with commitment. Review with a check for understanding. And enforce by scheduling that mutual follow-up. Schedule the finish. The Inspire method will help you achieve the results that you need to achieve and build the relationships with the people you're having the conversation with. Because when you have those accountability conversations, you are telling your people you care. You care about them. You care about their performance. Good work matters to you. As opposed to the manager, if you ever worked with somebody who they don't take care of business and they let people slack off, they're telling their high performers that they don't really value their work. And those high performers will go find somewhere else to put in their effort where it's valued. So that's the Inspire method. Those are the four C's, the four skills you want to master to be a leader who's getting results, building those relationships with your accountability conversations. Start with a foundation of clarity. When you need to have the conversation, start with connection, move to curiosity, close with commitment. And if you found those steps helpful, I want to invite you to hit subscribe if you're not already subscribed to the podcast. I don't want you to miss any of the episodes on your whatever platform is your favorite. I also want to tell you that there is a guide that you can print out. So I'll tell you the website address here is letsgrowleaders.com/podcast. And if you go to that guide, it has so many conversations that you can help your team walk through together. And by the way, this Inspire method is one of those. This isn't just for you. You want to share this with your team and give everybody the ability to have these conversations with one another. That way, they'll be able to get to productivity and solve problems faster, but you'll also not be having to do as much of that yourself. Altogether, that's going to help you reduce your team's stress, improve morale, and productivity. So again, you can get that guide at letsgrowleaders.com/podcast. Thank you, as always, to our producer and sound engineer, Brooke Bradford, over at Sheep and Space Digital Business Services, and Laura at Brooke Marketing for their work on this episode. Until next time, have those accountability conversations. Don't shy away from them. Have them when you need to have them, and be the leader you'd want your boss to be.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.
Have you been listening to the podcast and getting value from the show? If so, I've got a small favor to ask, because over the next few months, we're going to be making some changes to better serve you. Now, I could keep creating episodes based on what I think would be most helpful, but I would much rather get this right. So instead of guessing, I want to understand where you are right now and the real challenges you, your organization, and your team are facing. That's why I've put together a very short 90-second survey. It'll help me better understand you and how I can serve you at a much higher level. And as a thank you, the first 30 people who complete it will receive a free signed copy of one of our books. To take part, just go to the show notes and click the link titled Leadership Survey. Or you can go directly to letsgrowleaders.com/podsurvey, PODSURVEY. It'll take less than 2 minutes. I really appreciate your input. It will genuinely help shape the future of the show.